I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the fishing news. I'm speaking with On the Water magazine editor Kevin Blinkoff. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, Steve.
Kevin, today we're talking about striped bass migration. Fish, like birds, migrate seasonally, and this is the moment when striped bass and many other fish start showing up again in our waters.
Yeah, it's the question that we hear all through the winter and into the spring. When do you think the striped bass will show up again? And one thing that we do at On the Water is we have a striped bass migration map. So we follow reports of fishermen down south, New Jersey, New York, and local fishermen, and try to stay tied in and see where the striped bass are at any given time. Like you mentioned, they travel south in the wintertime. They leave the northeast. And in the spring, they spawn. Most of the striped bass population spawns in Chesapeake Bay. There's also a population that spawns in the Hudson and the Delaware River, but most of them are coming in Chesapeake Bay. So we keep an eye on what's going on down there, and that seems to be what has the biggest effect on what time striped bass show up in Cape Cod waters.
Well, what do we know about the striped bass migration right now?
If you remember, we had quite a bit of cold weather back in April. That's when the striped bass usually start to spawn in the Chesapeake. That cold weather delayed them quite a bit, and as a result, the big fish have been a little slow to arrive on Cape Cod. Last year was different. We had big fish early. This year, it's been mostly the smaller fish, the ones that are immature and not spawning yet. They've shown up, and we're still waiting on the big spawners to arrive.
Tell us about how striped bass spawn.
Well, striped bass are very variable spawners. So some years, they'll have a very big year class, and that'll replenish the population. We'll see a lot of striped bass. Other years, they'll have a very poor spawn, and it seems to be very much connected to the weather. Wet, rainy weather in the springtime tends to help the young striped bass survive. Drier weather sometimes does not. And so those big spawning classes, that's what really replenishes the population. And then we see it reflected in the fish that we catch. So for example, there was a very successful spawn in 2011 and another one in 2015. So right now we're catching a lot of these fish. We're seeing fish born in 2011. Those are around 30 inches now. And is seeing a lot of fish that were born in 2015. Those are 14 to 16 inches.
What do we know about the health of the striped bass species right now?
Well, the striped bass population has come back in a big way since a low point in the 80s. It probably peaked in the late 90s and has been slowly declining, but still at this point considered to be in fairly good shape. Regulations have been strict. They were cut back from two fish to one fish a few years back.
Let's round up the fishing action. Heading out this weekend, what should we be looking for?
Well, sea bass open on May 19th, and that's also been a little bit of a slow start, but it should be picking up by this weekend. Scup, on the other hand, they've been very abundant and large. A lot of people excited about the scup fishing. So for Memorial Day weekend, you can be able to get out and get a nice mix of those species. Buzzards Bay, Vineyard Sound, and Nantucket Sound are all good spots. Bluefish, also been a slow start, but in recent days we've heard of more of them. Not so much on the south side yet like we're used to, but we've heard of bluefish up inside Buzzards Bay. And then finally, striped bass, getting better every day. Plenty of schoolies around in the harbors and rivers. Keeper-sized fish, more showing up every day. Buzzards Bay, the Cape Cod Canal, and also now in Cape Cod Bay, places like Billingsgate Shoal have been very good for striped bass.
For more on fishing the Cape and the islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. You'll find a link on our website, capeandislands.org. Kevin Blinkoff, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
For WCAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.